Going into the second day of the tournament Saturday morning, things looked dire for the Bethel Warriors.
We were down by 17 points or so.
Darren Lieb is the Bethel High School wrestling coach.
You know, everybody felt that Homer, you know, was going to win, and they've been doing it all season. They were the number two team in the state up until this weekend.
Homer won state last year, knocking Bethel into second place for the second year in a row. But Thomas Diamond, a Bethel junior, says by Saturday afternoon's finals, the Warriors knew this championship was theirs.
Because we were up by like 20 points, there's like two matches left, and we figured that we won. I couldn't really believe it because my whole high school career, we were taking second at the state tournament. So I was pretty happy about that.
Diamond earned his third state championship title in the 106-pound weight class at the tournament and finished the season undefeated. His final match ended 12-0 against Homer's Wayne Newman, an opponent he also defeated at state last year. Freshman Hayden Lieb was voted Outstanding Wrestler of the Year by the coaches at the tournament. He says he's proud yet daunted by the award.
It feels pretty nice, but pretty scary at the same time because now I know that kids are out to beat me and I just have to work like 10 times harder just to still be at that level of winning those kind of things.
Lieb ended the season 27-1. His single loss was to Glen Allen senior Jared Virgin. Lieb then defeated Virgin later in the season. And in the final this weekend, the two opponents, both 1-1 against each other, faced off for the state title. Lieb says he approached the mat repeating words from his coach, who also happens to be his dad.
I gotta go out there and be aggressive, wrestle my match to win. And if I don't wrestle my match, wrestle his match, he's gonna beat me.
But Lieb beat Virgin and earned his first state title. Senior Tristan Evan took his third state championship title in the 120-pound weight class and advanced to his fourth state final. Evan had to go into overtime against Kurt Bartlett of Sitka, who had defeated Evan in the ACS tournament earlier this year.
It was a tough match all the way. The score was tied 1-1, which sent us into overtime. He got in on a shot on me, but I encountered it pretty good, and I scored off that.
Two-time state champion Kelly O'Brien, a Bethel junior, came in second this weekend. A disappointment, she says, since she had beat everyone in her 145-pound weight class the day before. But the season, she says, had an upside.
I got to wrestle against more girls. There were more girls' tournaments, and so there's more girls in the program, so there's a lot more match time.
Of the Bethel Warriors' 40 wrestlers this year, six are girls. O'Brien says she wants to see more girls entering the sport in Bethel and is encouraging her nieces to join. Over half the Warrior team qualified for state this year. Five advanced to the championship finals. After all the excitement this weekend, the Warrior champions returned to school Monday to a few congratulations from peers and teachers. But Hayden Lieb says most people had something else on their minds.
I'm taking my first and second hour final today after lunch.
Lieb says the team had time to study this weekend, but who can study at a state championship?
No, I'm not ready, but I'll just get through it.
At the Bethel Regional High School, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.